This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Before the Kermit Gosnell murder trial ever got underway, a grand jury report detailed many of the charges against the abortionist. For background, it said that in 1972, Kermit Gosnell was involved with infamous super coil abortions that harmed most of the women it was used on, probably in part because it had no FDA approval, nor any kind of testing on animals or humans. Jill Stanek reports that as far back as the early 70s, Gosnell used women from a predominantly poor and black Philadelphia neighborhood as his own guinea pigs. And there has been more testimony telling of the deplorable conditions at Gosnell's clinic, like a bad song that just won't stop playing, evidence of chronic overdoses, a broken weight scale likely contributing to a fatal overdose, substandard record keeping, as well as absolutely shoddy controls on surgical anesthesia. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In Washington State, Governor Jay Inslee says education, jobs, and abortion in health insurance are his three top priorities after a bill requiring all maternity coverage to include abortion failed to pass out of committee. Pro-abortion advocates have twice tried in the last day to force a full Senate vote on the bill, failing each time by a narrow margin. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.